I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is headed to trial next month. The nine members of the Alabama Court of the Judiciary decided yesterday's hearing wasn't enough to address the ethics charges against Chief Justice Moore. The Chief Justice is accused of abusing his power as Chief Justice to promote an agenda against same-sex marriage. The Judicial Inquiry Commission says Moore encouraged the state's probate judges to defy a U.S. Supreme Court decision that had already legalized gay marriage nationwide. Moore addressed a crowd of supporters outside the state judicial building after yesterday's hearing. He says he did nothing of the sort.
They said that I urged the federal courts or the probate judges to disobey the federal courts. There is nothing in any of that administrative order that says that. Nothing. In fact, I said I'm not at liberty to give you guidance. That's the Alabama Supreme Court that gives you guidance.
Moore's trial is scheduled for September 28th. If the court decides he violated judicial ethics, he could face his second removal from office. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has appointed Tuscaloosa County District Attorney Lynn Head to the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Head will join the three-member board on September 6th, and Bentley will then appoint someone to fill the district attorney position by then. Head says the board has expanded its objective beyond just monitoring paroled or pardoned offenders and has started to set its own policies and create a program to further prisoner reentry efforts. Head has served as Tuscaloosa's district attorney since the governor appointed her in 2013. She ran for re-election and was defeated in the Republican primary by Hayes Webb in March. Webb will face Democratic challenger Dennis Stevenson in the November general election. It's time for Alabama school students to start hitting the books. A few schools across the state started back to school last week, and many more are back in session for the fall semester this week. The state of Alabama's Board of Education says schools will be looking to hold around 740,000 students this year. Public Information Manager Melissa Valdez-Hubert says transportation is key to getting kids and parents started back.
Before school starts, it's always great to make parents and students aware of bus safety, bus route, when the buses are going to be coming through, picking kids up, and of course, like I said, always the safety of those children on the buses, making sure they have all the items they need before they get on the bus, and when you're driving around buses as a parent.
The installation now of Lexi's Law in third grade requires students to have a more extensive knowledge of writing and reading in cursive. That requirement goes into effect this year. Now your forecast.
Good chance for scattered showers and storms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Temperatures topping out in the upper 80s to near 90. Lows tonight back in the mid-70s. Few thunderstorms early, then diminishing. Wednesday through Friday, very similar days with a good chance for scattered storms. Highs in the upper 80s.
On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.